listening to Instant Microwave Buzz, an improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live in Maui, Hawaii. Aloha. To learn more about Instant Microwave Buzz, go to IMF Maui on Instagram. Support us on Patreon under Instant Microwave Buzz. And now on with the show.
Okay, guys, just remember when he comes to the door, friendly, happy spirits, like he doesn't know we're coming here to talk to him about this. Dad's been kind of off the rails the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. We need to approach this gently and maybe he'll be receptive to it.
He's blown our inheritance.
Yeah, we can't really worry about that. I'm more concerned about his mental well-being. I think I read online it's a 3-quarter life crisis.
Rose, should I just keep knocking like this?
Maybe he's not.
I can hear the music back there.
It's coming through the door.
Let's just go in.
Well, should we just go in?
Right. Hey, Dad, we're coming in.
Never had a dream.
Dad, no. Oh my God, Dad, did you just
don't
snort
you people
a line?
Knock? Hey, kids, how you doing?
Dad, you got a little. You might want to clean that up.
Oh, sorry. It's okay. It's not Fant. How are you kids doing?
It's not Fant?
Let's not talk about what it's not. Let's talk about what it is. It's Sunday and my kids are here. What's the occasion?
Okay. Well,
is it my birthday?
It's not your birthday.
Is it one of your birthdays? I'm so sorry. I missed your birthday.
It was a month ago.
We are here. This is partly just to come visit.
Hi. Rosie, I love you, baby. Give me a hug. Let me come down.
Just let her talk, Dad.
Hold on. Let me get the scooter over towards you.
Roy, can you get him a glass of water or something? He's really on another level.
Dad, do you have any water? All I see is just Mountain Dew.
And Monster energy drinks everywhere?
I think I have Mountain Dew Code Red if you want some of that.
I guess. Sure.
Dad, you have diabetes.
Well, it's diet Mountain Dew Code Red. Don't worry.
Okay, so this is part of the reason we're here, Dad, is we want to talk to you about your sudden and drastic lifestyle changes in the last 6 months. We are worried you're going through a 3-quarter life crisis.
Is this because of my new career as a drill rapper?
That's not related.
I really did flex on those fools, and they didn't know I had the Mac-10 at home.
Dad, what is drill rap? What are you talking about?
It's the coolest thing I've ever heard. You know how, like, America loves a gangster. Excuse me. Did I back over your feet? Down. I'm sorry.
Roy, are you okay? Did that hit your foot?
Yeah, it's my toe. It's fucked up right now.
Roy.
Dad, it's time for you to listen, all right? We came here for a reason.
Hold on, this is my favorite part.
Okay.
Oh, yeah!
Is this drill rap, Dad?
No. This is from the 30s.
Dad, turn it down.
I've been listening to the music from the 30s lately. You know, I was a 20s guy for a long time, but I'm getting older, you know? I'm starting to appreciate newer things.
Dad, I'm worried you're not taking this seriously. You have your new girlfriend, which we all... like, you know, we all like her, but...
We all put up with her?
Melissa, she's drastically younger than you.
I gotta tell you folks something. She might be pregnant. She's at the obstetrician right now.
Obstetrician?
The OBGYN.
There, yeah. Dad.
You should be shooting dust at this point.
What's your plan here? Are you going to rock the baby on your Ducati?
She's 64. I'm not worried about it. I got a nice hot thing, but she's not young hot thing. She's a, you know. Listen, you kids don't have to worry about it. I got plenty of money in the bank. If there is you get a new brother or sister, it's a beautiful thing. Now, let me ask, do you folks know how, any of you kids know, how I can get into one of those medical cannabis co-ops?
Oh, my God.
Dad.
This is like the This is what Rose is talking about.
What do
your
you mean?
Behavior is a, it's changing.
It's atrocious.
In what way?
You're very indecisive too these days. You're talking about, we come in here, you're like doing drugs, and now you're talking about getting a medical marijuana license. Like,
that's not drugs, son. That's medicine. I need it just to stay straight, you know?
What about your actual medicine? You have a cupboard full of prescription medication you're supposed to take.
I sell those for a profit. The guy who gave me the face tattoo has a fantastic rate.
Okay, let's talk about the face tattoo now.
Dad, is that your girlfriend?
Hold on, let me check.
Don't answer, we're here.
Here, hold on, I gotta answer it. ¿Cómo estás?
Hola.
Hey, how are you, me love?
I am good, my sweet.
Mi amor, mi amor, how are you?
You know I love you so much, my sweet.
Did the doctor scoop it out for you, love?
The doctor did all the procedure, and now I'm a hot young girl again.
Oh, sweetheart.
When are you coming to Miami?
You know what? My kids are here right now.
Oh, you stupid kids. I hate them. Damn. Did you say, oh, Melissa is a tramp. Melissa is more sexy than us, and they are so jealous of the relationship that we have.
They don't know nothing.
Remember?
Melissa, you're on speakerphone. We're hearing this.
This is like a Skype call. We can all see his computer screen.
Oh, you see that I am then only wearing my gold-plated pasties for your father? He loves them.
Gold?
Gold, yeah. Gold-plated.
Here, I'm going to Venmo you that thing for the thing.
Yeah. No! Damn it.
I'm hanging up on
make her. The memo line kissy, kissy, kissy.
All right. So, what were you kids saying just now?
That's part of what we were just talking about.
What is it?
Frivolousness, a whole change personality. Let's get back to the face tattoo too. Can you talk us through what that decision was? What did you land on here? Is quite a thing.
Because I'm older and wiser, I decided I should look the part with the drill wrappers. That's why I got rid of the mohawk and I got the dreadlock mohawk. Right. That's why I got the face tats.
And the barbed wire mustache. What was the thought behind that?
It's all so that I have to battle these fuckers on stage so I don't have to battle them in the streets. Do you understand?
And you got the Tyson. That is identical Tyson tattoo.
It's not a... It is a Tyson, but it looks different because of the barbed wire and up here the XXO.
Next you're going to say you got a tiger.
I have a tiger, but it's under my beard. You can't see it.
Oh, I thought you meant a real tiger.
That almost scared me.
Well, it's a picture of my real tiger.
Oh, my God.
Dad.
He did get a tabby.
How? Then none of this aligns with your personality. We went to wildlife safari one time as kids, and you didn't even like the tigers that much. You were a giraffe guy through and through.
We bought a giraffe, but they smell like the living shit.
I think you have to stop spending money. Dad, you got the Ducati Rascal, you got the Lamborghini Leaf Blower.
Why do you care? It's my money.
It was also Mom's.
Yeah?
And look at, you think Mom would be happy with the decisions that you're making?
Your mother decided she wanted to move to Ghana and become a reggae musician. I didn't stand in her way. When her flight got hijacked, I prayed for her, and I even sent her the money for the ransom. So if she passes away and I get the inheritance and the life insurance, you can hardly call it my fault.
So this is part of the problem, Dad. Mom died in her sleep peacefully. This is all a new narrative you're creating for this persona you have. What's your stage name?
This is what drill rapping is. You have a whole story about the crimes you committed.
Dad, I found this tape over here. Is this your music? Let me play this here, Dad.
It says on here you're the drill sergeant.
That's mine, exactly.
Oh, dang it, and then, Dad. Let me just play this. Let me see what this is.
You're skydiving now. The ding and then dash. We got a call from the cops because of the ding dash.
This is your music?
Dad, this is...
Head to toe. I slit that motherfucker head to toe.
Dad.
That motherfucker, he just never know.
Oh, my gosh.
Slit that motherfucker head to toe.
Too slow.
Roy, don't encourage this.
Got 9 milli. That's eight too short. I kill you.
Dad.
In the park.
Stop.
You'll never know. I sneak up behind you.
Fuck.
And let that Millie blow.
Dad. Stop.
Rose, when you got into pottery, I supported it.
I went to two classes twice a month.
I'm a drill rapper now.
Okay.
And I have the money to finance a career. And I pay Betty to be on Instagram to put the clips up. And this is the way I want to live my life.
Okay.
And I would appreciate it if you kids afforded me the dignity to do so. I mean, oh, hold on. Turn it up. Turn it up. I love this.
Dad, turn it down.
I think this is a lost cause.
What's that?
I think it's a lost cause, Dad.
Say hello. It's Instant Microwave Buzz is a weekly improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live at the Fuzzbox Studios in Lahaina, Hawaii, on the beautiful island of Maui. To learn more about the Fuzzbox Studios and their mission to encourage, inspire, and empower individuals in developing their creative visions and by providing an environment to cultivate their skills and talents, check us out at fuzzboxproductions.com. Check out our website for instantmicrowavefuzz.buzzsprout.com. You can find us on Patreon, YouTube, and Instagram under Instant Microwave Fuzz. And you can find us on all the podcast platforms. Support the show on Patreon at Instant Microwave Fuzz. And big thanks to our patrons, Will, Alan, Paul, and Laura. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you next week. Thank you.